I'm an A-rated lifetime card-carrying member of the National Rifle Association. I agree wholeheartedly with the mission of the NRA, which is to defend the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding gun-owning American citizens like you and I, to promote firearms and hunting safety. As a matter of fact, as a governor, I promoted the Eddie Eagle program in West Virginia along with our friends, and marksmanship, and to educate the general public about firearms. I carry my card with me, and I've had this for quite some time. It's a life membership. And ever since I became a member, I've read all the magazines, like most of us when they get them, and we read the magazines, and I've gotten all the special notices about when there was something that they had of concern. And I had always read it, and I'd think, oh, that's great. I'm glad that someone's saying this or speaking out. So I was surprised. I was surprised with when the latest alerts from the NRA was filled with so much misinformation about the firearms background check legislation that Senator Toomey and I are trying to get to the, in front of the Senate to be passed. They're telling their members that our legislation would, and I quote, I want to quote this, criminalize the private transfer of firearms by honest citizens, requiring lifelong friends and neighbors and some family members to get federal government permission to exercise a fundamental right or face prosecution. Where I come from in West Virginia, I don't know how to put the words any plainer than this. That is a lie. That is simply a lie, and anybody that can read knows that's not factual. There's nothing in this bill. It's not a universal background check. There is nothing in this bill that basically says that you're living in a neighborhood and you want to sell your neighbor your gun, you can do it. No background checks are required. If you come from the traditional gun background states, or gun states with the tradition I have, gun culture, you can give it to your son, your grandson, any of your family members, and no background check is needed. Why they would say that the private transfer of firearms by honest citizens? This bill protects honest, gun-loving, law-abiding citizens more than any piece of legislation we've had in the last 2 to 3 decades. And I think people that have read the bill know that. I remember when the NRA used to feel a lot different about background checks, and it wasn't all that long ago. Back in 1999, their executive vice president, Wayne LaPierre, testified before Congress that background checks were reasonable. In fact, he said it over and over and over again, and I quote from Mr. LaPierre, "We think it's reasonable to provide for instant checks at gun shows, just like at gun stores and pawn shops. Because the law is, if you go to a gun store now, that's a licensed dealer, you have to do the background check. And by law, they have to keep the record. And by law, they cannot use that as a registration. Cannot by law. Even in our bill, we even make sure that you cannot use any type of information for registration. And we said, if you try to do it, if you're a government agency or a person that works for government and you use any of these records, it's a felony with 15 years of imprisonment. That's how much they're protecting. This bill protects my rights as a law-abiding gun owner.